Norwegians were naturals on the water, you could say. And Ole Evinrud was no exception. He was born in Norway, and he immigrated to Cambridge, Wisconsin with his family as a small child. And there's a couple stories about him. I don't know if they're all true, but allegedly when he was a child, he built a boat. And when his dad found it, supposedly his dad busted it up with an axe and told him, "Farming is your future. There is no future in boats." Maybe for anybody but Ole Evinrud. The story goes that he was inspired to invent the outboard motor because he rode across a lake to get his girlfriend some ice cream. And by the time he got back to her, the ice cream had melted. And he said, "There's gotta be a better way." The Evinrud motor was born out of a need for frozen ice cream for Ole Evinrud's girlfriend. So if you have a passion, though, for his motors, the Kashkanan Prey Historical Society has a wonderful collection of these, and it's housed in the Cambridge Historic School Museum over in Cambridge. They have a really good collection of Evinrud and Elto motors. So Norwegian Americans definitely found their way into every corner of Wisconsin life eventually, but there are a handful of notable Wisconsinites who have Norwegian heritage who really did make a mark. And one family is the Train family of La Crosse. It's hard to stop a train. You've probably heard that slogan. You've heard of their products. They made furnaces and air conditioners and all sorts of stuff like that. And I've always wondered why when I would see those trucks, I would look at it and think, you know, I really just want to say Tranna when I see that word. Why does it look Norwegian to me? Well, it turns out I'm right. Jens Tranna was known as James Train after he immigrated to Wisconsin. He came in the 1860s and he started a plumbing business. And then he later invented many things related to heating and cooling for homes and industrial uses. And his son, Reuben, attended UW-Madison, where he got an engineering degree, and he joined his father in business in La Crosse. The company's been in existence since 1913, and it's gone through a lot of changes in the last 100 years. It's changed ownership. I believe now it's held by an Irish company, but it is a multi-billion dollar company now. And this business is got its start with the ingenuity of a couple of Norwegian Americans from Wisconsin. So John A. Johnson is another manufacturer here in Wisconsin. He was born as Jons Anders Skibnes in Norway, and he immigrated with his family as a child as well. They farmed east of Stoughton for a while, and then he founded a machining factory in Madison, Gisholt Machine Company. It was named after a farm that he spent a lot of summers on as a child in Norway. It's actually pronounced Gisholt in Norwegian, but we call it Gisholt here. And Gisholt employed hundreds of Norwegian immigrants here in Madison on East Wash. And it was affectionately or not affectionately known as the Norwegian sweatshop. But he provided an entire community to Norwegian immigrants. He provided housing, they had a library, they had a theater. In Gisholt Machine Company, it was absolutely amazing. And Johnson was also a philanthropist. He never attended college, and he wanted other Norwegian American young people to have that opportunity. So he started a fund, and it's actually still held by the Madison Community Foundation today. And it was originally established for Norwegian and Norwegian American grandchildren of immigrants to go to college. Now, this is a name I wish more people knew, Clermont Egtvedt. He was born outside Stoughton to a Norwegian immigrant father and a mother who had Norwegian immigrant parents. He became an engineer, and it turned out that he was a really talented airplane designer. So he found himself working for Boeing, and he began climbing the ranks there. And during the 1930s, he convinced Bill Boeing that the company could pull itself out of the depression if it would just invest more in larger aircraft. And he managed to get them to do it. And so Egtvedt is now known as the father of the B-17 bomber. The B-17 dropped more bombs than any other aircraft during World War II. And that's a pretty cool legacy, that a Norwegian-American from Wisconsin had a massive hand in the outcome of World War II.